Ramses looks at them like they're Lutz, and he says, "What ails you, my high officers, my infantry, my chariotry, who know not how to fight? Does not a man magnify himself in his city when he has come and has acted as brave in the presence of his lord? Did you not know in your hearts that I am your iron? I'm the strong one." He says, "I defeated millions of foreign countries." Right? He says, "Follow me." According to Ramses, he goes into battle practically by himself and pushes back Mutwallis and the enemy. And the account, as I said, you know, we even have the names of Ramses' horses, his two chariot horses, right? Victory in Thebes, right? And Mut, one of the goddesses, is content. Victory in Thebes and Mut is content, or his horses. So Ramses wins the day. Now, he pushes them back. Night falls, and it's going to be a battle the next day. Mutwallis has 40,000. Ramses has 20,000. They've brought up the rear. What happens? I think all accounts is that it's a standoff. Ramses's army is better trained. Mutwallis has more men. It's a standoff. The Hittites say, "Let's sign a peace treaty." Ramses says, "No, I won't sign a treaty." He says, "Only a truce." Now, the difference is a truce is temporary. He says, "I'm going to be back. It's a cessation of fighting, but I'll be back." A peace treaty is longer. He says, "No, just a truce." And he goes back to Egypt, right? So it's a standoff. He gets this truce. He comes back to Egypt, and on every temple wall, he carves this wonderful account of the Battle of Kadesh. Ramses, the hero. He will, in a sense, dine out on this story for the next 60 years. He continues to fight. He does. 8 years later, he goes back to Syria. Doesn't take Kadesh, by the way. Doesn't take that city of Kadesh. But he defeats the Hittites, and he fights. So Ramses has very early in his career established he is a military man to be reckoned with. Now, Ramses the Builder. He has completed his father's monuments, right? Remember the two? He's completed Karnak's Hypostyle Hall and also the temple at Abydos. Now he starts building his own. And he builds one of the most incredible monuments Egypt has ever seen. He chooses a site that I think is politically smart. He builds at Abu Simbel. Now, Abu Simbel is in Nubia. Remember, the southern border of Egypt is at Aswan. At Aswan are cataracts, boulders in the Nile, that makes navigation difficult. So it's a natural border. You can say, well, we start at the first cataract. He builds south of the first cataract at Abu Simbel, and it's such a unique monument. I'm going to describe it in detail. And as I'm describing it, think about what American monument is patterned after it. What's unique about it is that it's carved into a mountain. It is carved out of a mountain. In the front of the mountain are four 67-foot-high statues of Ramses the Great, seated on his throne. Four statues. Now, think about how you have to do that if you're going to carve a mountain in the shape of four statues of a pharaoh. There had to be guys hanging down on scaffolds. They put down a grid on the mountain, red grid, sort of squares. The painters come and rough in where they want the sculpting done. Then the sculptors are hanging down, and they're carving it. And they carve these four 67-foot statues of Ramses the Great. An amazing thing. Nothing like it had ever been seen. Now, the temple itself is inside the mountain. Right between the two innermost statues of Ramses, you go right in into a temple. Now, why build there? Nobody was ever there as a large population. This is in Nubia. The answer is, it's propaganda. Nubia was the southern border of Egypt. South of Egypt is Nubia. This was a confederation of tribes, Nubia. It was never called Nubia, by the way, by the ancient Egyptians. They called it Kush. It's Kush of the Bible. And there was another Egyptian word for it, Ta Seti, the land of the bow. These were archers. So the idea is this. If the Nubians are ever going to be rambunctious and try to come north, the first thing they would see when they came north are these big statues of Ramses the Great. If they were bold enough to get off their, out of their boats and go into the temple, the first thing they would see is bound Nubians. There were scenes of Nubians, captives, tied. And then, if they went into the temple, whoa, they would see the Battle of Kadesh and Ramses defeating everybody. So it was propaganda. It was really clever. And it's carved out of a mountain. Now, what monument do we have that's like that? I think it's the inspiration for Mount Rushmore. The four presidents' heads on the mountain, I think that's where it comes from. I would bet anything that somebody saw Abu Simbel and said, ah, this is a great idea. Interestingly, by the way, it took about the same time to carve, about 20 years. But Mount Rushmore was made out of granite, and Abu Simbel's a lot softer. But we had jackhammers, Ramses didn't, but it's still an incredible monument. Now, Ramses distinguishes himself as a builder, but I think also important is Ramses as the family man.